Triple M with good times and greatest hits, and the drive home for a Thursday features this man. And my stopwatch is running at the moment because I figure it's going to take less than a minute for him to insult me about the Dockers last week, and it'll take me about a minute and some nanoseconds to laugh at his face over Hawthorn. From Nicko's Kitchen, Rob Nixon.
Was the footy on, was it?
Yeah, good try. You don't want to talk, do you?
Hey?
You don't want to talk about last week. How did Hawthorn go?
I was on. I've been watching the cricket.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. No. Look, I did watch it. And I'm still here in my bunker downstairs. I haven't actually come out yet. You're the first phone call I've made.
Don't you love footy season? It's too stupid by half.
How'd the Dockers go, by the way?
Yeah. I've said it before, Rob. If there's a hard way and an easy way to do it, we'll find the hard way and make it worse. Mm. Handball. Ah, lost it.
Yes.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Anyway. I actually thought, when I watched the Dogs, I actually thought Ross was coaching them again. Here we are.
Well, it was boring as bat. It was boring anyway, so he might as well have been. Yeah. Let us answer a question. Say hello to Philippa in Manjimup.
Hello, Philippa.
Philippa contacted us and seeks your counsel. Now, I'll paraphrase this because she sent a couple of paragraphs, and I feel for the poor lady. Now, it's barbecue season still, and unfortunately, Philippa's husband, who, for I don't know what reason, does not get named in this letter, always insists on being the chef for the barbecue.
Right.
Always messes it up. Either overcooks things, undercooks things, whatever. Can you please ask Rob what is a way to make sure that the barbecue steak is cooked properly and not a burnt offering?
Okay, easy option is divorce.
Yeah, go there.
The harder version is the long game, and that is to teach them correctly. Look, barbecues, I think generally... guys on barbecues, they just go, yep, turn it all the way up, full volume, and just slap everything on there and cook it all at once. And if it's black, it's done. And, we'll just chuck it on the plate. But look, anything that, it needs a little bit of finesse. And most barbecues these days have got some really decent temperature control. So really, like, let's say you're cooking a steak on the barbecue. I always oil the steaks, not the flat surface. So that's just one little trick that I do. I just oil the steaks, season both sides, get the grill plate nice and hot, whether it be the flat plate or the grill.
But does it have to be super duper duper hot?
Look, I like to have, what I do on the barbecue is I like to have a good sear on the steak, or some really nice char marks if I'm using the grill. So. Nice and hot, started off, very, very hot. And then as soon as you put the steaks on, just reduce the heat straight down.
Mm.
Okay. Because the temperature will, the plate will still be quite hot, but you won't be intensifying the heat as you continue to cook it. So, depending on how you like it cooked, get a really nice sear on one side, 3.5 minutes, turn it over. And you're going to get the same nice sear on the other side. And what I do is I just rub some, little bit of crushed garlic, rosemary, put a little bit of butter on top of the steaks, and it'll just melt over the steak and sort of cook on the barbecue. And it's really, really nice. And that's how I do it. Mm.
There are some people who like it. I think it's called blue, which is take the horns off, kick it in the backside and serve it.
Yes.
Like wave it over the top of the barbecue plate. Yep. But then there are others like my lovely wife, the Carlton supporter, who likes even a Scotch fillet well done. And I say, it's just sacrilege. Don't do it. But that's the way she likes it. And so that's it. But,
Well, everyone's got their own preference and that's fine. But, like I said, and even if you're cooking like a well done steak, it's very, very important to really turn that heat down after you've got some nice chars on it, because otherwise it'll just cook nice and gently then.
Mm.
You've got everything turned up to the max. You're going to end up with a scorched outside, raw in the middle. I've been to plenty of barbecues and I'm standing in the corner just looking at them and they know I'm judging them.
Yeah.
Mainly because I'm holding my scorecards.
No, you know, you know what else I hate is when some clown comes along and goes, "Oh, that needs a bit more flavour," and just pours a stubby all over the top of it. It's like, oh no, 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 no.
It's a waste of a beer.
Yeah. If you've got any questions, anything that we can help you with, then Philippa, I really hope that this has helped out your husband, though I have a feeling that maybe he won't listen. Get in touch with us here at Triple M. It's pretty easy. Try the text line. That's real easy. 0800 97 400. Leave a note there. Thank you very much, my friend. You take care, and let's not talk about footy next week if it goes badly.
No, it will be right this week. The Hawks will have a great win. And sorry, I've got Sam Mitchell standing next to me with a gun.
Yeah, who are you trying to convince? There's a question for the ages.
Me.
Yes. Hey, take care, buddy. I'll talk to you next week.
See ya.
See you, pal. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Once again, if you've got any questions about food, something that we can help you with, try the text line 0800 97 400 here at Triple M.